Morning Edition continues on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. With temperatures around 50 this week, you just may be like me and catching a bit of spring fever, ready to get out on the water and have some summer fun. Well, it's still a little early for that, but I do want to ask you a question. When you consider your choices of recreation around the lakes, do you consider Ford Lake in Ypsilanti Township? Well, it certainly had some issues over the years, but a lot of work has gone into restoring the health and the quality of the water. How that has happened and what the lake can now offer us may be useful for other inland lakes that are suffering from some of the same issues that at one time left Ford Lake with a nasty reputation. My guest this morning is Jeff Allen, and Jeff is the Director of Residential Services in Ypsilanti Township, and he happens to be a Ford Lake resident. And good morning to you, and thank you for stopping by.
Good morning, David.
How long have you been living on Ford Lake now?
I've been there almost 20 years now.
Now, so you were there when I was there. Back in, I want to say, the late 80s, I lived in the Lake in the Woods apartments on Ford Lake.
Yes.
When I was looking to rent there, the lake was one of the selling points that the management used. And why not? We all love the water. I hadn't even moved all of my belongings in when some of my neighbors told me, stay out of the water. For some, I think that perception still rings true. Do you get that from people, that there's a perception that Ford Lake is not clean?
Yes. We get that, and certainly the algae blooms that have occurred over the past years have contributed to that.
And of course, and we will get to that. Before we get to some of the solutions in addressing those issues, I want to step back and talk about how we got to the point where that was an issue. Ford Lake is a man-made lake. Lying underneath is what used to be the community of Rawsonville. Henry Ford put up the Rawsonville Dam back in 1932 that created the lake. And then it started to happen. It was a farming community at the point. There was runoff into the Huron River. That ended up in Ford Lake. There was runoff into Ford Lake. And, of course, a lot of that runoff is phosphorus, which is in large part responsible for these kinds of algae blooms, right?
That's correct.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking about Ford Lake in Ypsilanti Township with Jeff Allen. He's the Director of Residential Services in the township and happens to live on Ford Lake. As development continued and communities built up further along the Huron River and around Ford Lake, that impervious surface, has that continued to be a problem for Ford Lake?
Yes, it has, and not just in the immediate area of Ford Lake, but we work with the Huron River Watershed Council and all along the Huron River, the basin of that, and trying to manage the impervious surfaces to keep water from running off of carry materials.
Yeah, you're not only dealing with, in Ypsilanti Township, with local issues, you're getting problems from Ann Arbor and beyond, right?
That's correct, yes, sir.
That brings us to when I was a resident back there, and there were the massive algae blooms, unpleasant odors, a real sense it wasn't a good idea to be in the water. I know there's been some algae blooms that still continue on the lake over the past 5 years or so, but it's nothing like what we used to see, and the problem seems to be much more manageable at this point. What is being done to remediate the situation?
Well, first of all, I'll agree with you that in my years of having lived there, it went from pretty much a rancid stench to now it's a lot more manageable.
Right.
And I'll attribute a lot of that to Dr. Lehman from University of Michigan. He did some studies over the last, it's not been recent, a couple of years, but going back, let's say, 5 years, and looked at what kind of algae bloom it was, how to manage it, and he actually gave us the information that we needed. And my dam operator, Mike Saarinen there, he is very knowledgeable of the process. So we look at the temperatures and the stratification of the water that's in Ford Lake and can determine it at a time that we may want to release water in a different way than by generating it. So what the township has decided to do, and it does cost the township, I think on the average we've been losing about $20,000 to $30,000 a year in electricity generation from the dam, because we, instead of running the water through our turbines, we release it through our sluice gates there at Bridge Road, and that is at the bottom of the lake. So basically what we do is we release the water from the bottom of the lake, which then creates the evacuation, if you will, of that water, and then it stirs the water up so that it doesn't get that stratification.
There are regulations that actually prevent you from being further along in the process of remediation than you might otherwise be, because the DEQ in a dammed lake situation simply says at a certain point you may not release any of this water. You must keep it in, and that's going to create algae blooms.
That's correct. When we get real hot, dry weather, the regulations are that we cannot release, you know, bad water, if you will, through those sluice gates and contribute it to what's then the Huron River. A lot of people maybe don't realize that there's about a mile of river bend after our electric dam there, and then feeds into Belleville Lake. So we're regulated on what we can release through there and feed into the then Huron River into Belleville Lake.
We're talking with Jeff Allen on 89.1 WEMU. It's Issues of the Environment. Today we're talking about the recovery of Ford Lake. Jeff is a Ford Lake resident and serves as Director of Residential Services in Ypsilanti Township. One of the other issues that Ford Lake has faced in the past was for many years there was a lot of sewage being dumped into Ford Lake, creating high and unhealthy levels of human fecal matter. That's an issue that you've taken on and are working on an annual basis.
That's correct. The sewage plant was removed. It's been, I think, maybe 25 or longer years, because I don't remember it being there. And so that's constantly monitored. Part of our regulatory commission from the FERC, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, is to constantly monitor the water quality of that, including what kind of nature things occur there as well, and bird wildlife and seaweeds and such.
Now, there is so much going on good around Ford Lake these days, and I want to point that out and allow time for that. We're at a point where Ford Lake is the place to go for rowing teams at area colleges and high schools. It's become a gathering place for cyclists and those who wish to spend some time in open and green space and parkland. It has new and updated amenities that, for those who don't know about it, it could make it a very desirable destination. What kind of investment has been made to get it to this point?
Well, we've done a few different things, and maybe the highlight of what is now being finished there is our Lakeside Park Boathouse project. Mm-hmm. It's a combined effort with Eastern Michigan University, and Dr. Martin actually had approached us to have a boathouse for the women's crew team there. Mm-hmm. And Selena has been rowing there all along in Ford Lake, and some other communities as well. And so this boathouse is about to be finished. We're, I'd say, 99% done. There's a few punch list items that need to be done. But this will be, it's a large pole barn type structure with restrooms. And EMU will house that, and they'll be able to hold some Celine. We got a donation from Celine Rowing Crew as well. And EMU spent a lot of money on it. We've got $500,000 grant from the DNR. It's about a $1.25 million project, and we've got nice overlooks, a gazebo there, benches, some trails. Washtenaw County Parks and Rec Department gave us some money for some trails there. And so it's quite a nice little project there nestled. I'd call it the southeast side of Ford Lake.
It is another step in the process of making this a very desirable place to be.
Yes.
Do you see this as a gateway to further development in Ypsilanti Township and development that is going to benefit the community as a whole?
Well, I think this combined with some of the trails that we've recently put in, we did a trail along Textile, and we also just got a $1.2 million grant that we've used to redo the Grove Road bike path, which is part of the border-to-border system that Washtenaw County Parks and Rec has designated. With that, we now have a 9.5-mile trail that you can walk or bike all the way around Ford Lake. There's a few spots like Bridge Road where we can't put an off-road, but it's all off-road. It's 8 to 10 feet, and it also takes you out over beautiful North Bay with the bridges and such, and you can go out and kind of experience Ford Lake all around you.
What are the next steps for further improving the health of Ford Lake?
Well, we've looked at some other things as well. We looked at maybe trying to do some sort of aeration on the lake as well. At this point, it's it would take some grant money and a large amount of grant money in order to examine that further to try and further reduce what little bit of algae that we do get these days.
I thank you very much for your time. I congratulate you on the improvements that have been made, and we look forward to the improvements yet to come.
Thank you, Mr. Fair.
That is Jeff Allen. He is a Ford Lake resident and Director of Residential Services in Ypsilanti Township. I am David Fair, and I invite you to join us at this time next week for another installment of Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly feature. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and you hear it only on 89.1 WEMU.